Music in Theory and Practice. By Benjamin, Horvath, and Nelson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Music in Theory and Practice by Benjamin, Horvath, and Nelson is a comprehensive textbook on music theory. It covers topics such as melody, harmony, rhythm, form, texture, analysis of musical works from various styles and eras. The book also includes chapters on composition techniques and the history of music. The first part of the book focuses on fundamentals such as scales and intervals. It introduces basic concepts like tonality and modality. It then moves on to more advanced topics like chord progressions and harmonic functions. This section also covers melodic structure, including phrase structure, motives, sequences, etc. The second part deals with rhythm, meter, simple versus compound, syncopation, etc., as well as forms such as binary form or sonata allegro form. It also discusses texture, including monophony, one voice, to polyphony, many voices. The third part looks at analysis of musical works from different genres/eras, classical music from Bach to Stravinsky, jazz standards, popular songs, film scores, etc. This section provides an overview of each style's characteristics along with examples for further study. Finally, the fourth part explores composition techniques, how to create melodies and harmonies that work together effectively, how to develop ideas into larger structures using motivic development and variation techniques, etc. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Music theory. Music theory is the study of the structure and elements of music, including melody, harmony, rhythm, and form. It is an essential tool for understanding and creating music. Main idea number 2. Melody. Melody is the most important element of music, and is created by combining pitches and rhythms. It is the foundation of all musical forms. Main idea number 3. Harmony. Harmony is the combination of two or more notes played simultaneously. It is used to create a sense of unity and to provide a backdrop for the melody. Main idea number 4. Rhythm. Rhythm is the organization of time in music. It is created by combining different note lengths and accents. Main idea number 5. Form. Form is the structure of a piece of music. It is created by combining different sections of music, such as verse, chorus, and bridge. Main idea number 6. Tonality. Tonality is the system of scales and chords used in music. It is based on the major and minor scales, and is used to create a sense of tonal center. Main idea number 7. Counterpoint. Counterpoint is the combination of two or more independent melodies. It is used to create a sense of contrast and to provide a backdrop for the main melody. Main idea number 8. Texture. Texture is the combination of different musical elements. It is used to create a sense of depth and to provide a backdrop for the melody. Main idea number 9. Orchestration. Orchestration is the art of arranging music for an ensemble. It is used to create a sense of balance and to provide a backdrop for the melody. Main idea number 10. Musical analysis. Musical analysis is the process of breaking down a piece of music into its component parts. It is used to understand the structure and elements of a piece of music. Main idea number 11. Musical notation. Musical notation is the system of symbols used to represent music. It is used to communicate musical ideas and to provide a visual representation of a piece of music. Main idea number 12. Musical performance. Musical performance is the act of performing a piece of music. It is used to bring a piece of music to life and to communicate the composer's intentions. Main idea number 13. Improvisation. Improvisation is the act of creating music spontaneously. It is used to create a sense of spontaneity and to provide a backdrop for the melody. Main idea number 14. Composition. Composition is the act of creating a piece of music. It is used to create a sense of unity and to provide a backdrop for the melody. Main idea number 15. Music history. Music history is the study of the development of music over time. It is used to understand the evolution of music and to provide a context for the music of today. Main idea number 16. Music education. Music education is the process of teaching music. It is used to develop musical skills and to provide a foundation for understanding music. Main idea number 17. Music technology. Music technology is the use of technology to create, record, and manipulate music. It is used to create new sounds and to provide a backdrop for the melody. Main idea number 18. Music psychology. Music psychology is the study of the psychological effects of music. It is used to understand how music affects people and to provide a context for understanding music. Main idea number 19. Music criticism. Music criticism is the process of evaluating music. It is used to provide an objective perspective on music and to provide a context for understanding music. Main idea number 20. Music business. Music business is the process of managing the business aspects of music. It is used to understand the economics of music and to provide a context for understanding music. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Music theory is an important part of understanding and creating music. It provides a framework for understanding the structure and elements of music, such as melody, harmony, rhythm, and form. By studying these components in detail, musicians can gain insight into how to create effective musical compositions. Music theory also helps us understand why certain pieces sound good together or why some chords work better than others. The study of music theory involves analyzing existing works to identify patterns and relationships between different elements. This analysis allows us to develop our own ideas about what makes a piece successful musically. We can then use this knowledge when composing our own pieces or when arranging existing works for performance. In addition to helping us understand the structure of music, music theory also teaches us how to read notation accurately so that we can play written scores correctly. It also gives us an appreciation for the history of Western classical music by introducing us to composers from various eras who have shaped the development of musical styles over time. Main idea number 2. Melody is the most essential element of music. It is created by combining pitches and rhythms to create a unique sound that can be recognized and remembered. Melody serves as the foundation for all musical forms, from classical symphonies to popular songs. It provides structure and continuity throughout a piece of music, allowing it to flow naturally from one section to another. The melody of a song or composition often sets its mood or atmosphere. A slow, lyrical melody might evoke feelings of nostalgia or longing, while an upbeat tune could make you feel energized and excited. The notes used in melodies also have symbolic meanings. Certain intervals may represent joy, while others signify sadness or sorrow. Creating effective melodies requires skillful manipulation of pitch, rhythm, dynamics, texture, harmony, and form. Composers must carefully consider how each note will interact with the other elements in order to craft something that sounds pleasing yet still conveys their intended message. Main idea number 3. Harmony is an essential element of music. It is the combination of two or more notes played simultaneously, creating a sense of unity and providing a backdrop for the melody. Harmony can be used to create tension and release, as well as to provide contrast between sections in a piece. It can also be used to add color and texture to a composition. The use of harmony in music has been around since ancient times, with composers such as Bach and Mozart using it extensively in their works. In modern music, Harmony plays an even greater role due to its ability to evoke emotion through its complexity and depth. By combining different chords together, musicians are able to create unique sounds that have the power to move listeners. Harmony is often created by stacking thirds on top of each other, known as tertian harmony. This creates what's known as chord progressions, which are sequences of chords that move from one key area or tonality into another. Chord progressions help give structure and direction within pieces while also allowing for improvisation. In conclusion, harmony is an important part of any musical composition because it provides both unity and contrast throughout the piece while adding color and texture along the way. Through careful manipulation of harmonies, composers are able to craft powerful pieces that evoke strong emotions from their audiences. Main idea number 4. Rhythm is an essential element of music. It is the organization of time in music, and it can be created by combining different note lengths and accents. Rhythm helps to create a sense of movement within a piece, as well as providing structure for the listener to follow. By varying the length and placement of notes, composers are able to create interesting patterns that add interest and complexity to their compositions. The use of rhythm also allows for expression in music. Different rhythms can evoke different emotions or feelings from listeners. Faster tempos often convey excitement, while slower tempos may suggest relaxation or contemplation. Additionally, rhythmic patterns can help establish a mood or atmosphere within a composition. In order to effectively utilize rhythm in their compositions, musicians must understand how various note lengths interact with each other. They must also consider how these rhythms will affect the overall feel of their work. Through careful consideration and experimentation with different rhythmic elements, composers are able to craft unique pieces that capture emotion through sound. Main idea number 5. Form is an essential element of music. It provides the structure for a piece, allowing it to progress and develop in a meaningful way. Form can be created by combining different sections of music, such as verse, chorus, and bridge. Each section has its own distinct characteristics that contribute to the overall form of the piece. The verse typically introduces the main theme or idea of the song while providing contrast with other sections. This contrast helps create tension and interest throughout the piece. The chorus often serves as a refrain or hook that ties together all parts of the song. It also helps provide unity within a composition. The bridge is usually used to transition between two different sections or ideas in order to keep things interesting and dynamic. By using these various forms together, composers are able to create complex pieces that have both depth and variety. Understanding how form works is essential for any musician who wants to compose their own music. Main idea number 6. Tonality is an essential element of music, providing a sense of structure and direction. It is based on the major and minor scales, which are built from intervals that create a tonal center. This tonal center serves as the foundation for chords and melodies in a piece of music. Tonality also helps to define musical genres. For example, classical music typically uses more complex harmonic progressions than pop or rock music. The use of tonality can be traced back to ancient times when musicians used modes such as Dorian, Phrygian, Lydian, Mixolydian, Aeolian, and Ionian to create different moods in their compositions. In modern times, composers have developed more sophisticated ways of using tonality by combining elements from various scales into one composition. For instance, jazz often combines blues scales with traditional major/minor scales, while some contemporary classical pieces may incorporate microtonal elements. In addition to creating structure within a piece of music, tonality can also help convey emotion through its use of harmony and dissonance. By manipulating the tension between consonant chords, harmony, and dissonant ones, dissonance, composers can evoke feelings ranging from joyousness to sadness or even fear depending on how they combine these two elements together. Main idea number 7. Counterpoint is a compositional technique that involves combining two or more independent melodies. It can be used to create a sense of contrast and to provide an interesting backdrop for the main melody. Counterpoint allows for greater complexity in musical composition, as it requires the composer to consider multiple melodic lines at once. The result is often a piece with intricate interweaving parts that are both harmonically and rhythmically engaging. The concept of counterpoint has been around since ancient times, but it was during the Renaissance period when its use became widespread. During this time, composers such as Palestrina developed complex polyphonic textures by combining several voices into one unified texture. This style of writing was known as contrapuntal music and would become the basis for much of Western classical music. Today, counterpoint remains an important part of many styles of music, including jazz, pop, rock, folk, and even some forms of electronic music. By using counterpoint techniques such as imitation or canon form, composers can create unique sounds that stand out from traditional harmonic progressions. Main idea number 8. Texture is an important element of music that can be used to create a sense of depth and atmosphere. It involves the combination of different musical elements, such as melody, harmony, rhythm, dynamics, timbre, and articulation. By combining these elements in various ways, composers are able to create unique textures that add interest and complexity to their compositions. For example, a composer may use multiple melodic lines at once to create a thick texture with many layers. Or they might combine two or more instruments playing the same part but with slightly different rhythms or articulations for a richer sound. They could also layer several rhythmic patterns together for an intricate texture full of energy and movement. Texture can also be used to provide contrast within a piece by changing from one type of texture to another. For instance, switching from homophonic, all parts moving together, to polyphonic, independent parts moving against each other, textures can help bring out certain sections or ideas in the music. Texture is thus an essential tool for creating interesting musical works. Main idea number 9. Orchestration is an essential part of the music-making process. It involves arranging musical elements such as melody, harmony, rhythm, and texture to create a unified whole. Orchestrators must consider how each instrument will contribute to the overall sound of the piece, taking into account its range, timbre, and dynamics. They also need to be aware of any potential conflicts between instruments that could detract from the desired effect. The art of orchestration requires knowledge not only about individual instruments but also about how they interact with one another in an ensemble setting. The orchestrator must be able to craft a cohesive sonic landscape by blending different sounds together in a way that enhances rather than detracts from the composition's overall impact. This can involve careful consideration of which instruments should play certain parts or when particular effects should be used. In addition to creating balance within an ensemble, orchestration can also help bring out specific aspects of a composition's character or mood. By carefully selecting which instruments are used for certain passages and emphasizing certain notes over others, orchestrators can add subtle nuances that may otherwise go unnoticed. Main idea number 10. Musical analysis is a powerful tool for understanding the structure and elements of a piece of music. It involves breaking down the musical components into their individual parts, such as melody, harmony, rhythm, form, texture, and timbre. By analyzing these components in detail, we can gain insight into how they interact to create the overall effect of the piece. The process of musical analysis begins with identifying key features such as melodic contour or harmonic progression. Once these have been identified, it is possible to look at how they are used within the context of the whole composition. This includes looking at how different sections relate to each other and how motifs are developed throughout a work. Additionally, by examining rhythmic patterns, we can gain an understanding of meter and tempo changes that occur over time. In addition to providing insight into structural aspects of music, musical analysis also allows us to explore more abstract concepts such as emotion or atmosphere created by a particular piece. Through careful examination, we can identify which techniques are being used by composers in order to evoke certain feelings from listeners. Overall, musical analysis provides an invaluable tool for gaining deeper insights into pieces of music and developing our own creative ideas based on what has come before us. Main idea number 11. Musical notation is an essential tool for musicians, allowing them to communicate musical ideas and create a visual representation of a piece of music. It consists of symbols that represent different aspects of the music, such as pitch, rhythm, dynamics, articulation, and expression. These symbols are used to indicate how the music should be performed or interpreted by performers. Musical notation also allows composers to record their compositions in written form so they can be shared with other musicians. The system of musical notation has evolved over time from simple monophonic melodies to complex polyphonic textures. The earliest forms were developed in ancient Greece and Rome, but it was not until the Renaissance period that modern staff notation began to emerge. This system uses five lines, the staff, on which notes are placed according to their pitch relative to each other. Other symbols such as clefs, accidentals, and key signatures are used alongside notes on the staff in order to provide additional information about how the music should sound. Today there are many different types of musical notation available, including traditional Western staff notation as well as various alternative systems such as tablature or graphic scores. Regardless of which type is used, all forms share one common goal: to accurately convey a composer's intentions so that performers can interpret and perform it correctly. Main idea number 12. Musical performance is an art form that requires skill, creativity, and dedication. It involves the interpretation of a piece of music in order to bring it to life and communicate its meaning. A successful musical performance requires the performer to understand the composer's intentions and interpret them in their own unique way. This can involve adding personal touches such as improvisation or embellishments, or simply playing with emotion and feeling. The goal is for the audience to experience something special when they hear a musical performance. The process of preparing for a musical performance also involves practice and rehearsal. Musicians must become familiar with all aspects of the piece before performing it live so that they can accurately convey its message. They must also be aware of any technical challenges posed by the composition so that they are able to perform it without any mistakes or errors. In addition, musicians must consider how best to present their work on stage in order to create an engaging atmosphere for their audience. This includes choosing appropriate lighting, costumes, props, staging elements, etc., which will help enhance their overall presentation. Main idea number 13. Improvisation is an important part of music making, allowing musicians to explore their creativity and express themselves in a unique way. It involves creating music spontaneously without any prior preparation or planning. Improvisation can be used to create a sense of spontaneity and provide a backdrop for the melody. It also allows musicians to experiment with different sounds, textures, rhythms, and harmonies that may not have been possible through traditional composition. When improvising, it is important for musicians to listen carefully to each other's playing so they can respond appropriately. This requires them to be aware of what the other players are doing at all times and adjust their own playing accordingly. Improvising also requires quick thinking as well as technical skill in order to come up with ideas on the spot. In addition, improvisation encourages collaboration between performers by allowing them to interact musically in real time. By listening closely and responding quickly, they can create something together that would not have been possible if one person was solely responsible for composing the piece. Main idea number 14. Composition is an essential part of music making. It involves the creative process of arranging musical elements such as melody, harmony, rhythm, and texture into a cohesive whole. Through composition, musicians can express their ideas and emotions in a unique way that speaks to listeners on an emotional level. Composition also serves to unify different sections of a piece of music by providing thematic material that ties together disparate parts. The act of composing requires skillful manipulation of musical elements in order to create something new and meaningful. This often involves experimentation with various combinations until the desired effect is achieved. Composers must be aware not only of how individual notes sound but also how they interact with each other when combined into larger structures such as chords or phrases. Additionally, composers must consider the overall form and structure when creating a piece. Composition is both an art form and a craft. It requires creativity as well as technical knowledge in order to produce effective results. By combining these two aspects, composers are able to create works that have lasting impact on audiences for generations to come. Main idea number 15. Music history is an important field of study for anyone interested in music. It provides a comprehensive overview of the development and evolution of musical styles, genres, instruments, and technology over time. By studying music history, we can gain insight into how different cultures have interacted with each other to create new forms of expression. We can also learn about the influence that various composers and performers have had on the development of music. Studying music history helps us to understand why certain pieces are considered classics or masterpieces. It allows us to appreciate the complexity and beauty behind these works by understanding their historical context. Additionally, it gives us a better appreciation for modern-day musicians who draw inspiration from past masters while creating something entirely new. Finally, studying music history helps us to recognize patterns in musical composition across different eras and cultures. This knowledge can be used as a tool when composing our own works or analyzing existing ones. Main idea number 16. Music education is an important part of any child's development. It helps to foster creativity, self-expression, and critical thinking skills. Music can also be used as a tool for teaching other subjects such as math or science. Through music education, children learn about the history of music and its various forms, from classical to jazz to rock and roll. They also gain an understanding of musical notation and how it works in creating different sounds. In addition to learning about the fundamentals of music theory, students are often encouraged to explore their own creative potential through improvisation or composition activities. This allows them to express themselves musically while developing their technical abilities at the same time. Music education can also help students develop better listening skills by encouraging them to listen critically and analytically. Finally, music education provides a great opportunity for social interaction with peers who share similar interests in music. Students may form bands or ensembles together, which gives them a chance to collaborate on projects that require teamwork and communication skills. Main idea number 17. Music technology has revolutionized the way music is created, recorded, and manipulated. It allows musicians to explore new sounds and create unique musical experiences. With modern technology, it is possible to record multiple tracks of audio simultaneously and layer them together in a single composition. This makes it easier for composers to experiment with different combinations of instruments or vocal parts without having to re-record each part separately. In addition, music technology can be used to manipulate existing recordings by adding effects such as reverb or delay. This can help give a song more depth and texture while still maintaining its original sound. Music producers also use software programs like Pro Tools or Logic Pro X to mix down their compositions into a final product that is ready for release. Finally, music technology has made it easier than ever before for people around the world to collaborate on projects remotely. By using online tools such as Skype or Zoom, musicians from different countries can work together on songs without ever being in the same room. Main idea number 18. Music psychology is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand how music affects people. It looks at the psychological effects of music on individuals, as well as its impact on society and culture. Music psychologists explore topics such as why certain types of music evoke strong emotions in some people, while others may not be affected by it, how different musical styles can influence behavior, and what role music plays in our lives. The research conducted by music psychologists has implications for many areas, including education, therapy, performance practice, and composition. For example, understanding the psychological effects of different types of music can help educators create more effective learning environments or therapists use appropriate techniques when working with clients. Additionally, musicians can use this knowledge to better understand their own creative process and develop strategies for improving their performances. Music psychology also provides insight into the relationship between humans and technology. As technology continues to evolve rapidly in today's world, it is important to consider how these changes will affect our interactions with sound and music. By studying the psychological effects of various forms of audio media, such as streaming services or virtual reality experiences, music psychologists are able to gain valuable insights into how we interact with sound. Main idea number 19. Music criticism is an important part of the music industry. It provides a way for people to evaluate and discuss music in an objective manner, allowing them to gain insight into the creative process behind it. Music critics can provide valuable feedback on how well a piece of music has been composed or performed, as well as offering opinions on its overall quality. They may also offer suggestions for improvement or point out areas where further development could be beneficial. The purpose of music criticism is not only to assess the quality of a particular piece, but also to provide context and understanding about why certain elements work together in order to create something that resonates with listeners. By looking at different aspects such as melody, harmony, rhythm, instrumentation, and production techniques, critics are able to identify what makes a song successful or unsuccessful. In addition to providing critical analysis of existing works, music critics can also help shape future trends by highlighting new artists who have potential or pointing out interesting developments within genres. This helps ensure that popular culture remains vibrant and relevant by introducing fresh ideas into the mix. Main idea number 20. The music business is a complex and ever-evolving industry that involves many different aspects. It includes the production, distribution, marketing, promotion, and sale of music. It also encompasses the legal issues surrounding copyright protection and licensing agreements. Additionally, it covers the financial side of things such as royalties and other payments to artists. At its core, the music business is about creating value for both creators and consumers alike. This means understanding how to monetize musical works in order to generate revenue for those involved in their creation or performance. To do this effectively requires knowledge of copyright law as well as an understanding of market trends in terms of what types of music are popular at any given time. In addition to these more traditional aspects of the music business, there are now new opportunities available through digital platforms such as streaming services like Spotify or Apple Music, which allow users access to vast catalogs of songs with just one subscription fee. Overall, managing a successful career in the music business requires an understanding not only of how money is made but also how relationships between artists and labels can be managed so that everyone benefits from each project undertaken. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.